can't see. I'm so with you till the end, girl, let's turn it up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy, she's my lady.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Iran is fueling threats as Israel goes after Iran's terrorist proxies in Gaza. The Iranian foreign minister threatening imminent preemptive action against Israel. President Biden will travel to Israel tomorrow. The trip is aimed at showing support for the Jewish state. Mr. Biden will also visit Jordan for talks with Arab leaders. Former President Trump on the stump in Iowa the other day.
When I'm back in the Oval Office, we will cut off every penny of money that we send to the Palestinians and the terrorists. One day won't.
Mr. Trump also vows to reinstate rigorous screening of all would-be immigrants, weeding out those who harbor anti-Semitic, anti-Israel views. And in the former president's words, we're going to have the largest deportation effort in history. Will the deadlock be unbroken? We'll find out today when the House votes on Congressman Jim Jordan's nomination for Speaker of the House.
The Ohio Republican clinched the nomination for Speaker in a 124-81 vote Friday. However, when House Republican lawmakers were asked if they would support Jordan's nomination on the floor, the vote was 152-55, leaving Jordan well short of the 217 votes needed to win the gavel on the House floor. The planned vote Tuesday is setting the stage for another public clash over the gavel, similar to the four-day, 15-ballot election that former Speaker Kevin McCarthy went through in January. Edwin Mora, Washington.
The multiple legal challenges he's facing are costing former President Trump dearly. Federal Election Commission records show that Mr. Trump's Save America PAC has shelled out nearly $37 million to more than 60 law firms and individual attorneys since January of 2022. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 62 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
From the studio that brought you Sound of Freedom comes After Death.
What happens after you die?
A new cinematic experience that explores some of life's biggest questions with expert interviews and first-hand accounts.
I never felt alive and then dead. I felt alive and then more alive.
I heard a voice before I woke up. You still have a purpose on Earth.
After Death. In theaters October 27th. Get tickets now or pay it forward at angel.com/afterdeath.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees warns that dwindling humanitarian aid for Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh could worsen one of the world's already worst humanitarian crises.
The head of the UN Refugee Agency, Filippo Grandi, said it had received less than half the $875 million funding it needed this year. Speaking at a regional meeting, Mr. Grandi said assistance was on the wane because of competing needs in other countries, including Sudan, Afghanistan, Ukraine, and Israel. The UN has had to reduce aid to Rohingya in the camps, with monthly food vouchers now just $8 per person. Drug smuggling and human trafficking have turned life in the camps in Cox's Bazar into a nightmare.
The BBC's Anbarasan Edirajan. The lower house of the Russian parliament has given preliminary approval to a bill revoking ratification of a global nuclear test ban. News and analysis, poundhall.com. The FBI is out with the latest nationwide crime stats.
Data in the FBI's annual crime report shows violent crime dropped 1.7% overall. That included a 6.1% decrease in murder and non-negligent manslaughter last year and an almost 5.5% drop in rape. But property crimes jumped just over 7%. The biggest increase, motor vehicle thefts at almost 11%. Carjackings increased just over 8%. Some law enforcement agencies failed to provide data. Still, the FBI says the analysis represents a little over 83% of all agencies, covering 93.5% of the population. I'm Julie Walker.
A suburban Chicago landlord facing murder and hate crimes charges in the brutal killing of a 6-year-old Muslim boy who was stabbed repeatedly. His mother was also attacked. She is expected to survive. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives. Establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Saying it's unconscionable that Republican legislators refuse to provide more money for it, Democratic Governor Tony Evers is stepping in to fund a pandemic-era child care subsidy. Evers issued a statement Monday.
I'm directing $170 million to continue the child care accounts program to help support our child care industry through the end of the biennium, providing direct relief to over 4,000 child care providers statewide.
According to the Evers administration, the funding is mainly from reimbursements the state received from FEMA for pandemic response operations. Republicans in the legislature offered their own proposals after rejecting Evers' child care support plans last month. An arrest warrant is out for a Milwaukee man wanted in connection to the death of his 12-year-old son. The body of Jakari Robinson was found malnourished and decomposing in a home on Milwaukee's northwest side. Prosecutors have charged the boy's father, 45-year-old Roman Moy, of 3 counts of chronic neglect and another for failing to report the boy's death. Police say Moy may face more charges. A new poll suggests taxpayer subsidies for the Brewers ballpark are striking out with Wisconsin voters.
The Milwaukee Works Incorporated poll, conducted by the Democratic firm Public Policy Polling, asked respondents if they favored spending around $550 million of tax money on American Family Field improvements or on other priorities like public safety, health care, and roads. 70% wanted the money to go to those other priorities. Just 16% backed spending it on AmFam improvements. The poll comes as lawmakers continue to tweak a funding plan with contributions from the state, local governments, and the Brewers. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Are you having a hard time finding ag podcasts? We can help. The podcast directory at agraamerica.com allows you to search by category and topic, so it's quick and easy to find what you're looking for. Ag Chicks, Farm for Profit, Heart of Rural America, The Shark Farmer Podcast, Real Ag Radio, and more are featured on Agra America. Our extensive directory has something for everyone. Discover a new ag podcast today by visiting agraamerica.com. That's agraamerica.com.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
A Whitewater man is under arrest after allegedly holding a woman against her will for several days.
Police accuse 18-year-old Jefferson Guzman Rodriguez of multiple felonies, including kidnapping, false imprisonment, recklessly endangering safety, and substantial battery. Police were tipped off on Sunday about the alleged kidnapping, and officers found Guzman Rodriguez Monday morning. The victim had been missing for several days and was allegedly beaten when officers rescued her. Police say Guzman Rodriguez and the victim did know each other prior to the alleged attack. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And a legendary Wisconsin high school football coach has died after a Sunday car crash. Tom Taraska won four WIAA Division I state football championships during the 29 years he coached at Arrowhead High School in Heartland. His teams also finished as the state runner-up five times. Taraska was inducted into the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame in 2004. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
There's a whole lot of savings going on now at Staples. During Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $150 on select office and desk chairs. And when you buy a chair, you save 25% on desks, storage solutions, and office accessories. Plus, your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. And when you return an Amazon order at Staples, you receive a coupon for $10 off your next $30 Staples purchase. Now is definitely the time to save at Staples. Chair offer ends 10/28, in-store only. Exclusions apply on Amazon offer.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll have sunny to partly cloudy conditions for today with highs into the upper 50s. Winds light and variable. For tonight, turning mostly cloudy with a slight chance for a late night shower, a low of 40. And then scattered showers more likely on Wednesday, mid-50s for highs. Thursday, rain still in the forecast with a high of 52 degrees and a chance for some more scattered showers on Friday, 51. Just a slight chance for a lingering early day shower Saturday near 50. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 32.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Carrie. How can I help you?
Hi, Carrie. Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Great, great, great. We're looking for some neighborhood news today. Carrie, what do you have to share with us today?
Oh, alrighty. It's been a crazy year. We've added more than 20 new rentals to the vacation rental program and have even more coming soon. Condos and cabins on water, an adorable farmhouse on acreage, Long Lake, Schnur Lake, a couple east of Park Falls, a few west of Phillips, and even one up in Ashland, just a few minutes away from the Shawamigan Bay. We have plenty of places on beautiful, crisp snowmobile trails to get ready for a winter trip, and it's never too early to plan for next summer's vacation, too. Visit upnorthvacationlodging.com to see all of our current inventory and book any cabin right online. And if anyone has any questions, Joel, they can reach me here at the Northwoods Realty and Property Management Office. I'm happy to help.
Very good. We'll check in again later, Carrie, for more neighborhood news. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Joel. You too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wick's Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wick's Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers take a 2-0 lead in the American League Championship Series over the Houston Astros.
Nathan Eovaldi allowed 2 runs over 6 innings as the Rangers grabbed a 2-0 ALCS lead after beating the Astros 5-4. Eovaldi struck out 9, and he was able to work out of a bases-loaded, nobody-out jam in the 5th without allowing a run.
The momentum's in our favor, but we, you know, can't let the guard down at all right now. I mean, the Astros are an incredible team, and they have the lineup from top to bottom. They've got good pitching, and we just got to keep doing what we've been doing.
Yordan Alvarez hit 2 homers for Houston, but the Astros could not recover from the Rangers' 4-run first inning. Adam Spillane, Houston.
In the National League Championship Series, the Philadelphia Phillies took a 1-0 lead with a 5-3 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Game 2 is tonight in Philadelphia. This is SRN Sports. In the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys rebounded from last week's loss to San Francisco by defeating the LA Chargers on Monday Night Football.
Dak Prescott had a touchdown run and a touchdown pass as the Cowboys beat the Chargers 20-17.
We've got to focus on getting better, peaking at the right time, being the best versions of ourselves every week that we show up. And just continuing to make strides.
Prescott scored on an 18-yard run, and he then later connected with Brandon Cooks for a 2-yard touchdown strike. LA's Justin Herbert threw for 2 scores, but his late-game interception by Stephon Gilmore sealed the win for the Cowboys. Mark Myers, Inglewood, California.
In the NHL, winners included Detroit, Florida, the New York Rangers, Chicago, and Washington. And Kansas is the preseason number 1 in the AP Men's College Basketball poll. This is SRN Sports.
Wisconsin coach Luke Fickell confirming Monday that quarterback Tanner Mordecai is expected to be sidelined indefinitely after suffering a broken right hand in Wisconsin's 15-6 loss to Iowa Saturday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Mordecai had surgery on Sunday morning. Braden Locke takes over as the starter. Coach Luke Fickell says his teammates have confidence in him.
Guys rallying around him. Guys understanding who he is. Guys having confidence and belief in him. And we got a small glimpse of what he has been able to do just this past week in a very tough situation. But I think this will be a different thing for him walking the door knowing what he's got to be able to do.
Miles Birkin and Nick Evers will compete for the backup job, the Badgers at Illinois on Saturday. Cowboys capped week six of the NFL season with a 20-17 win over the Chargers in Inglewood. Stephon Gilmore picked off Justin Herbert with under 2 minutes left to seal the win. Cowboys are 4-2. The Chargers dropped to 2-3. Packers got running back Aaron Jones back as the team returned to the practice field on Monday. Linebackers Devondre Campbell and Quay Walker were the only players who missed the session due to injury. Longtime Arrowhead High School football coach Tom Taraska died in a car accident Sunday in Heartland. Taraska led Arrowhead to 4 state championships and 5 runner-up finishes and was inducted into the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame in 2004. He was 71. Top 25 preseason rankings are out. Marquette ranks number 5 in the AP poll. Kansas is the preseason number 1, followed by Duke, Purdue, and Michigan State. For Marquette, it's their highest ranking since a third-place vote in the 1977-78 season. Golden Eagles are 7th in the coaches' poll. Badgers didn't make either top 25 poll. Major League Baseball, Texas edging Houston 5-4 to go up 2-0 in the American League Championship Series. Rangers a perfect 7-0 in the postseason. National League, the Phillies grabbed game 1 from Arizona, winning 5-3 last night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And in a couple of local sports notes, volleyball action front and center tonight as tournaments begin all across the state of Wisconsin. Mercer gets a bye as a number 1 seed. They'll await the winner of Mellon at Hurley tonight. Luck will play host to Birchwood tonight. Lacouture, the 12 seed, will travel to take on Butternut, the 4 seed. So a home game for the Butternut volleyball team tonight, 7 o'clock. Winner advances to play again on Thursday. Regional championships on Saturday. Drummond, a 3 seed, will play host to Solon Springs. They get the 14 seed. Northwood, 11 seed. They travel to South Shore. They are the 6 seed. Winter, number 7 seed, plays host to Siren, the 10 seed. And Bayfield, the 15 seed, will travel to Frederick, the 2 seed. Prentice is in a completely different sectional, as is Rib Lake. Now, Prentice gets a number 1 seed. They'll await the winner of Clear Lake at Owen Withy tonight. Rib Lake is also in that section on the bottom half. They get a 6 seed. They will play host to Flambeau coming up tonight. All that is Division 4 action. In Division 3, the Phillips Loggers will have a home contest tonight, 5 seeded. They will play host to Shatec Weyerhaeuser in a section that is absolutely loaded with 3, even 4 teams that have been in the top 10 most of the season or close to it. And Phillips right there too. They get a 5 seed. They will play host to Shatec Weyerhaeuser. Should Phillips win that home game tonight, they would travel to either Grantsburg or host Cumberland, depending on who wins that game in Grantsburg tonight. Shawamigan gets the 15 seed. They will hit the road, travel to Barron for their contest tonight. All the WIAA brackets on the WIAA website at WIAAWI.org. The Butternut Middle School girls basketball team traveled to South Shore last night, trying to avenge a loss from earlier in the year, and they did just that as they come away with a victory at the end by a score of 35-20. Gianna Nearing led all scorers with 21, and Bailey Pritzel added 8 in the victory. Butternut improving to 13-3 and will host Solon Springs coming up on Friday. Sports archives of ball games and much more. The website is still a bit under construction, but there's some good stuff there at 98qcountry.com. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
Coming up in the news, health experts say Twix and Milky Ways are the most fattening Halloween treats you can hand out, and most other candies almost as bad. So candy makers are introducing healthy, low-fat Halloween treats, like Tofu Twix and Skim Milky Ways. Other low-fat treats include Almond Joyless Soy Bars, Reese's Peanut I Can't Believe It's Not Buttercups, the Two Musketeers Bar, now with one-third less Musketeers, and new M's, which are just like regular M&M's, but with only half the calories, because there's 50% and less M's. Listen more later today.
And now, for the sake of public safety, the following candy items have been recalled. They are Diseases Pieces, Milk Deads, Good and Deadly, Raisin Deaths, Tropical Fruit Flavored, Plague, Tumor on a Stick, and Jolly Uncle Jimbo's Chewy Taffy with Peanuts and Anthrax. This has been a list of candy items that have been recalled. Whatever you do, do not eat them. Thank you.
Maren Morris, Hardy, Morgan Wallen. Yeah, I love the new country.
Red Hot Country.
Here I tell you, baby, you are the joy of my life.
Yes, Country.
98Q Country.
Like you always said we would. Packed your bags in that old Forerunner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, it waved you gone goodbye. Yeah, it waved you gone goodbye.
Tracking machine. You can consider yourself
myself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past red. And the warden saying, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red Ditchin, have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning clown. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. On he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland about a mile just south of the gate. And I take old Red for his evening run. I just drop him off and wait. Is a lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. 'Cause I was headed north to Tennessee and old Red was headed south. Somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have your treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Even now we're in a bad town, it's like she knows I'm lonely. Rolls up when the wine is gone. Record on replay, laying on old memories and talking about what we used to be. Should probably be the death of me, but damn it, it ain't sweet. She's my
yeah.
alcohol. I don't want none at all. I just want you. No, I just want.
Foggy, be careful out there this morning. School buses are out. You need to be very, very careful. Very, very careful. Slow down because those lights can come up really, really fast on you. Did you hear the number in the news earlier this morning of the number of school children that have been hit and injured just in the city of Milwaukee this year? It's just incredible. So even in the rural parts here, we got to be very careful. So slow down. If you have some fog lights, now you usually have the fog lights on when it's not foggy. I know you fog light people. So now turn your fog lights on, would you please? So it's foggy out there, and this will burn off here in the next couple of hours, we hope. And we're in for a nice day today, right around 59. I know it doesn't look like it right now, but believe me, by lunchtime or sooner, you'll be saying, hey, that morning guy, every once in a while, he gets it right. 59, 60 today. Winds will be light. Should be a good day here. Weather-wise, the rest of it is totally up to you. Today is Wear Something Gaudy Day today. So as you prepare your outfit for the day, don't be afraid. Something gaudy. Now, did I hear, I went to bed just as they were promoting it last night, but did they say that Dolly Parton was going to be doing the Super Bowl show? Did I see it? I can't find anything this morning. I thought I heard them promo that. That would be a good way to celebrate National Gaudy Day. She likes those loud colors, the coats of many colors. Dolly Parton does. Today is National Pasta Day today. National Pasta. We like pasta. I've got an app that I use, and I drive my wife crazy with this. It's called the Yuka app. So when I'm in grocery stores and stuff, and she's shopping, and I'm just basically there, I don't know why, I'm just there for entertainment. I'll pull out my Yuka app and I'll scan barcodes to see the nutritional value of the food. And I was very surprised to learn that most pasta is out of 100, 90, which is higher than pretty much everything except for, like, you know, the natural nuts and stuff like that. But pasta's actually got some very good nutritional value to it. Now, you got to be careful. You can't load up on it too much because it's always got, what, the carbs and stuff like that in it. But I was pretty surprised. Even went down to the cheaper brands. And so you can celebrate National Pasta Day today and feel kind of good that you're eating something healthy, I guess. The FDA is considering a ban on hair straightening products. So they're considering a ban. Obviously, there's some kind of a health issue going on there. So I thought we were always trying to get curls before. When I was in school, my younger days, when I let my hair grow long, it got curly. When it was short, it was straight. And that apparently was, I don't know, I didn't think it was very cool, but apparently my mom did or whatever. Hey, the ladies didn't, I tell you that much right now. Too much information, Joel. So now apparently people don't want the curly hair. I thought we paid money to go in and get curls, and now we're paying money to go in and uncurl this. I don't know. Figure it out. Here's my philosophy. God gave you hair. Well, most of you. If God gave you hair, that's what he was meant for you to have as the hair. And I have no problem with you tweaking it around and cutting it and styling it and just like that. But as far as, that's what he meant for you to have. Applebee's is bringing back the dollar margaritas. They call it the Dollaritas. Apparently they did this many, many years ago. Doesn't sound like a good idea, does it? It really doesn't sound like a good idea at all. I'm sure there's probably not much alcohol in them, which is probably definitely a good idea. A survey finds that 60% of people say that they have seen a ghost. 60% of people say they have seen a ghost. And in related news, 60% of those people were just at Applebee's drinking Dollarita. It all comes together there. I don't think there's one of us that hasn't, like, something's moved or you're kind of freaked out and stuff like that. I don't think there's one of us that hasn't had that moment, maybe, you know, when you're home alone in the house. When you're not normally home alone and all of a sudden you are and it's night and you hear something, you're like, what was that? Was that the cat? I don't have a cat. Must have been a mouse. Most of us, like me, I'll just make up stuff in my mind to explain whatever it is, whether it was or wasn't a ghost, whatever. I'll just say, well, something must have fell, whatever. And then my wife will come home, of course, after I'm home alone for a day or two, and she'll say, didn't you notice that this fell? I heard something. I heard something. I really didn't want to go check it out just in case it was a ghost. I just don't want to know. Just head under the covers, right? What did you see this, that a Georgia driver got a speeding ticket for $1.4 million? Did you see this story? A Georgia man was at a loss for words when he got pulled over for going 35 miles an hour over the speed limit. The fine on the super speeder ticket was listed as $1.4 million. The guy, this is the automated thing that they do. The guy was going 90 and a 55 in September when he got pulled over. He said he expected a super speeding ticket, but he never expected that. When he called the court to ask them if it was a typo, he was told that he could either pay the fine or appear in court. He was told that the officer's software automatically puts $999,999 as a base amount for a super speeding ticket, and obviously the officer did not change that. I don't know. If the fine was $1 million for going 90 and a 55, people would probably stop going 90 and a 55, wouldn't you think? I mean, if the fine was if the fine was $1,000 for going 70 and a 55, people would stop going 70 and a 55. The fine isn't enough to stop people. And does speed still kill? I mean, cars are made pretty good, right? Cars are made almost too good because people feel invincible in these vehicles. They can crash, they can hit stuff, and they'll be all right unless they hit other people, and we're all in trouble. I mean, if the fine indeed was $1 million for going 90 and a 55, I guarantee you the next time I drive through Chicago, there wouldn't be cars going 90 and a 55. They'd be going slower. Just saying. The deterrence definitely is equal to the effectiveness of it. So years ago, remember when we first started, we've always had an immigration crisis, of course, people coming across the southern border. But years ago, there was an issue and a lawsuit with families being separated at the southern border. Well, the federal government has officially settled a lawsuit over the Trump-era zero-tolerance immigration policy that separated families at the border. Assuming a judge signs off on the deal today, it would offer an easier path to asylum, permission to work in the U.S., and medical, legal, and housing benefits for those who were affected by it. It also expands the number of families designated as separated from their roughly 3,900, about 4,400 people were involved in that. So there was a lawsuit with them, and it is going through, and they're basically trying to get the people back together and letting them stay, I guess. So that's the latest on that. What do we got sports-wise here? We got the Packers coming up on Sunday at 1 o'clock, 3:30, 3:20, the kick. They're on the road at, Denver, I believe. Is that where they're going? The Broncos aren't very good this year, but, I mean, the Packers, they're a middle-of-the-road team at best here. So that'll be a tough one. Any road win for the Packers would be good, I think, at this point with this squad, because the rest of their road games are at the Steelers, at the Lions, at the Giants, at the Panthers, and at the Vikings. That's your five road games still remaining. So Panthers would be considered one, although they've only won. Have they won one game or they're winless? And then the home games remaining for the Packers, Vikings at home, Rams at home, Chargers at home, Chiefs at home, Buccaneers at home, Bears at home. 8-9, I think, this is what we said at the beginning of the year. A lot of people said at the beginning of the year, and I did too. I think 8-9 would be okay for the Packers this year. I think that would be a good building. If you're looking to build with the youngest team in the NFL, there you go, right there. Good luck to our area volleyball teams, by the way. Tournament action begins tonight.
Silly Goose Island Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin is your adventure destination. Discover a wide selection of adventure clothing, now including Dickies work and casual wear, and outfit your little adventurers with kids' winter essentials by Arctics. Enjoy 25% off remaining hunting gear. Our store also features a wide range of hockey and figure skates, as well as cross-country ski equipment and snowshoe rentals, all conveniently located on Highway 13 in Park Falls.
Get ready for your next adventure with us at Silly Goose Silent Sports.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Meet Bruce.
Hey there.
He's a busy soccer dad who's trying hard to learn the game.
Go for the end zone!
Whoops. Luckily, other things come easy, like banking with Chase. On a tip from his banker, he set up AutoSave in the Chase mobile app. So what are you saving for, Bruce?
Father-daughter soccer camp.
Smart bankers, convenient tools, one bank with the power of both. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
AutoSave requires a Chase checking and savings account. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow. Or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll have sunny to partly cloudy conditions for today with highs into the upper 50s. Winds light and variable. For tonight, turning mostly cloudy with a slight chance for a late night shower, a low of 40. And then scattered showers more likely on Wednesday, mid-50s for highs. Thursday, rain still in the forecast with a high of 52 degrees and a chance for some more scattered showers on Friday, 51. Just a slight chance for a lingering early day shower Saturday near 50. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently it's 31.
What do you listen?
Why? Because I like the station.
I love the music, I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98 Q Country.
You can tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fish in another town. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can't. You can keep putting off forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a diamond on her hand till you can't. If you got a chance, still waiting on you and your granddad to bring it back to life. You can always get around to fixing up that Pontiac till you can't. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. 'Cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, just talk away, 'cause you'll never know how bad you wanna till you can't someday.
Online at 98qcountry.com.